About to record this as a podcast?
Duh.
Okay.
Damn, my life's too built for that.
Yo. Hit the thistle dance like I'm Mac Dre. Can't stop looking at it, no, them racks safe. Elevating, only half baked. I'm the Tiger Woods of the crap game. It'll all wash away with the champagne. Cause I bit down on it, left a bad taste. Where is Reverend L. Sharpton in the last days? Another bitch baptized, victim of the wave. Possessed, tryna get a nigga solar praise. Fool for the thought, he was so the same. I'm just tryna rise on the Apple place. This hot Jay-Z handle, yay. Dolovelli might've sounded like a Yeezy quote. She a needy hoe, hit her with a peasy quote. Ended on a high note, something CC wrote. Crowns for the kings that BB sold. Being misled, I was told things. BB King dead on May 14th. Solitary, never been quarantined. We still going up May 14th.
I'm causing problems. You'll get us all killed. Give them what you got and get them out of here.
Shut the fuck up, fat man. This ain't none of your goddamn business.
Be cool, honey bunny. Be cool. No problem. I got it under control.
Meech, Spiff, I thoroughly enjoyed this week's pod. Good information. Keep it coming. I'm so proud of you guys.
I kid you not, Spiff Lord. I ain't going to hold you up, man. It's certain things and ideas and goals that I see for us, man.
I see myself. I see us just having that fuck you paper.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm about to just go do some random shit on a random ass Tuesday. Cause fuck you. Like, nigga, ain't nobody fucking with me. I ain't got no responsibilities. Yeah. I do, but y'all can't fuck with me. This outside world don't control
facts,
my bad.
Facts. Because that type of shit inspire me, man. Because I look at that shit, I'm like, why not us? Why not me? Why not you? Why not solo? Why not, you know, the people that we hang around with, why can't that be us? You feel me? I see that type of shit. I get inspired, man. I feel like, damn, man. Whatever we doing, I feel like maybe it's just not enough. Maybe I need to do more. Because at the same time, as much as we do this, and when I say this, when I mean this, is this.
Yeah, it's this for sure.
People say they fuck with this, however, there has to be more to this.
Yeah, branding is everything, marketing is everything. We know what we gotta do, bro. It's just prioritizing that shit. You feel me? I'm inspired though, man. Like, I really want all my niggas like getting money popping on our own terms. You feel me? I think the money that we getting, like you said, we not like broke or nothing like that.
Yeah, we ain't broke.
I think the money that we getting is on somebody else's terms, so we don't enjoy it as much.
Yeah,
you feel me? Cause damn, like damn, I don't want to go buy 150 Givenchy t-shirts and shit, and then have to work all the way to get this shit back for this nigga. You feel me? When I can work for myself.
And it goes back to when we had Josh over here the last week on the last pod. You feel me? And I could be wrong. He might have mentioned this, or I might have took this from another financial type of like video that I might have been watching. But something I was watching recently, whether it was from the pod or whatever, it was like, imagine a purchase that you make, whether it be a Givenchy tee or or a pair of sneaks or whatever, anything like that. Mm-hmm. Just for the sake of the conversation, let's just say a pair of Air Force Ones. You feel me? Some all white, some crackheads.
Yeah.
You feel me? Them bitches more like 90 and some change out the door.
Right.
And you got to figure, like, let's just say you're making $30 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So you mean to tell me you done spent 3 hours of your life to just afford a pair of crackheads that you probably going to wear maybe 2 times and throw away.
And they going to be beaters after that.
Exactly. They going to be beaters after that. You feel me?
That's true. I like the way you put that into perspective. Like, yeah, it's not worth it, bro.
You mean to tell me 3 hours of my life went to these damn shoes? You feel me, cuz?
Mm-hmm. And I better get some motherfucking coochie. While I got these on fresh.
You feel me?
No, fuck that shit.
But at the same time, I guess what I'm trying to like really like get to my point is that I want to make sure that whatever I'm doing in my leisure can pay for the type of shit I really want to do.
Exactly.
You feel me?
Yeah, man. Like, I hate to make shit about me, but I figured we was going to talk about this shit eventually on the pod. But I recently went to Atlanta, and I'm not going to go into the whole spiel just yet.
We going to get to it.
We going to get to it. But I recently went to Atlanta, and Atlanta is like prominent for like entrepreneurship.
It's Black Hollywood.
It's Black Hollywood. And of course, majority of the people, the citizens that live there are Black, you feel me? Predominantly Black anyway, you feel me? White people sprinkled in there everywhere, but... Like, you go out there and see that type of shit. Like, why not me? Like, this, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to compare yourself to nobody, but it's kind of like inspiring to see so many people thriving through the pandemic and all that shit, making money. Like, if they could do it, why not me type shit?
Absolutely. And Atlanta is one of those places whereas, as much as people like talk down and talk bad about motherfuckers that might have moved and went to Atlanta and everything. Niggas went to Atlanta to find a better way of living. It's like, you didn't go there to just like, just to be in the in crowd. Don't get me wrong. Some people might have done that. But at the same time, for the ones that are dedicated and everything, they went there to find a better way of living.
Yeah.
Whether it's a bitch that's out there doing wigs, doing lashes. If it's a nigga that's out there just trying to scam and finesse or just trying to get his music thing popping. That's probably the best place that you want to be is down there in Atlanta. You feel me?
You know what? It's crazy. I'm seriously considering moving back, though. Like, I'm not even going to cap, bro.
You got to relax.
I really want. It's just hard. It's difficult to explain me. Like, here, like, this my home. You feel me? I love Detroit. I love the East Side. This where my family at. This where my niggas at.
I love the hustle.
You feel me? But, like, I'm so much more at peace, bro. Like, out there, you feel me? It's just a whole different vibe. Like,
I get it.
It's a whole different vibe. And just being there, like, for these last couple days, 4 or 5 days and shit, like, it just reminded me of why I went, like, why I moved out there in the first place. Like,
yeah.
You feel me? It just inspires me. This Detroit shit, you feel me, is...
It's cool.
Whatever. It's cool. You feel me? But I don't know.
But you know what they always say, though, Spiff. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere type shit.
Yeah.
You feel me?
I mean, shit, nigga. They when I was out there, they didn't know what to do with the East Side, nigga. Man.
Nah.
Come on, bro.
I don't want to sound selfish or anything like that, or just trying to, you know, deter you away from going to Atlanta and shit. You feel me? But I feel like your experience going there and coming back home and knowing what you know now, it just gonna better suit you for whatever that you feel like you want to do going forward.
True, definitely.
However, we got this podcast to do.
We do got this podcast to do.
I mean, we can do it if you want to, you know, relocate. You know, we're gonna have to work some things around. But however, I'm with you 1,000%. If you do decide to just say, you know what, fucking, I'm done with here, type shit.
I appreciate that. I mean, shit, you know, motherfuckers from the East Side gonna make shit work regardless. But I did factor that into play, and I'm factoring that into play while I'm making my decision. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to explain, man. It really is. And it's like, kind of, you know my situation and when I first moved out there and then mm-hmm. when I moved back, everything I went through in the process and shit, like, I'll say I got unfinished business out there for sure. And I'm going to leave it at that.
I want to know more. I want to know more. But before we do that, let's intro the pod,
yeah,
man.
Let's intro.
Hey, man. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, or whatever the fuck y'all niggas like to listen to this shit. I'm Meech.
And I'm Spiff.
This is a motherfucking Drug Table Talk podcast with Meech and Spiff. Remember, we don't sell drugs, man. We sell knowledge and slang. Game, you feel me? And I appreciate all 13 of y'all for always showing up, showing love, giving feedback when it's due. Shout out to my moms, man.
Shout out to Sean.
Yeah, so by the time y'all hear this, I done probably didn't already edit that shit already in the beginning of the pod. But mom said she thoroughly enjoyed the last episode. And she left us a little voice message.
Did she?
Yeah, she did. She did. I'll play it for you afterwards. But okay. I'm already like edit that shit in the beginning already.
Okay, let me. Yeah. I need to know more about that shit. She wasn't cussing us out, was she?
Nah. Okay. You know how we get on this bitch and talk like ignorant, like horny dog shit. She's like, Meech, Spiff, I really fuck with it. Like, but yeah, man, she really fuck with the episode that we had, you know, on our big boy shit. Because like I always tell the people, man, when it's just me and you, I feel like we can talk big dog shit.
We can talk about big dog shit, anything for real.
Yeah. But just kind of like just going back and just picking up on the conversation before, as far as like that Atlanta shit, even if you decided to, or if you have already made it up in your mind to leave, man, what is something different that you feel like you would do now than in opposed to what you did a few years ago when you initially left?
I think I would probably be like more business oriented, you feel me? My but that comes with time though. Like my business acumen is way more popping now, way more advanced now than it was when I was like a 22, 23 year old being Facts. Out there, you feel me? I don't know. I'll probably like for sure, like, just be on my own thing out there, you feel me? As opposed mm-hmm. to being out there with a significant other, like, moving out there with a significant other and shit like that. I would just be, like, more fearless
mm-hmm.
than anything else, just to sum it all up. But I would be focused on me and more fearless.
I don't want to dive too deep into what I'm about to ask you. It just pretty much yes and no. Yes or no. Okay. Is it because you went down there with a significant other that you feel like you didn't reach your full potential when you was down there?
Yes.
Okay. And we ain't got to talk no more about that shit.
You know what the fuck went on. You know
I already know. I already know. But just like you said, man, as far as like doing something different, it's just like, all right, you more goal oriented, you about your business and everything like that. And just like we was talking about before, nigga, this fucking Black Hollywood, you feel me?
Yeah.
As far as just like on a regular day, you know who you might bump into if you down there in Atlanta, yeah. You feel me?
You can bump into pretty much anybody like on some random shit.
Yeah.
Atlanta is probably like where I've seen the most celebrities ever. On some random shit, living type shit.
Facts. I mean, and as far as here, you know, here in Detroit, man, we can kind of like, if we really wanted to immerse ourselves in that world, as far as like popping people here in Detroit, we can bump into these niggas if we wanted to. However, at the same time, it just like, that ain't us. You feel me?
Really not. Like, when I see a nigga that's popping in Detroit, it's always a mutual respect. You feel me? I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, that's what's the name. You feel me? But I'm keeping it pushing. You feel me? Like, at the end of the day, not. I mean, that's for celebrities in general anyway, but out here, it's kind of like a more familiarity with the people that's popping out here. Like, oh, I know this nigga. Like, I can really tap in, like, hit my phone and, like, really be three phone calls away from whoever it is because Detroit is small.
And honestly, I feel like we don't utilize our resources enough to really, like,
we really don't, though.
at all. Because we really, like, one or two phone calls away from just about anybody that we really want to meet.
For real.
For real.
That's definitely true, bro. I can make a phone call right now and, like, maybe be around Shine, Loaf, yeah. You feel me?
Facts.
Yeah. Team Eastside niggas, you feel me?
Shit.
All that shit. Anybody that's pretty much popping.
Nigga, we had Dusty on the pod.
Dusty McFly on the pod on some, like, you know
and
what
that
saying?
Was just on some, like, I'ma just hit this nigga up and just see what he talking about just type
what
shit.
What you doing type shit, yeah.
You feel me? And in that moment, I feel like if me and Dusty would have had a rapport enough, I can be like, man, hit wine for me. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Hit Juanito.
Exactly.
But at the same time, it's just something about us as Detroiters, Eastsiders to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we just got to get out the mud. We got to
get out the mud for sure.
Yeah.
Get out here, start networking, rubbing elbows and shoulders with building the foundation pretty much.
Yeah.
Because we just know, like, how many niggas you know that know somebody that you just know on some random shit?
A lot of motherfuckers,
yeah. Bro. Yeah, so it's definitely that time, man. Especially me, like, going into 30, bro, like, and just freaking the fuck out a little bit, you feel me? Having what they call that shit, a midlife crisis.
And that's the crazy shit about it, that you even thinking of it that way.
I can't help it. I'm just me, bro. Like, I'm not satisfied with where I'm at.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful because I done been through a lot. And I done had to start over a few times, bro. So for me to be where I'm at right now, approaching 30, I'm grateful. But at the same time, it's never going to be a time where I can't feel like, where I don't feel like I could do better.
The crazy shit is that we ain't got to mention no names or anything like that, though. However, when you saying, like, you're approaching 30, and, you know, just kind of like some of those scares and just like thoughts that happen in the back of your mind. Honestly, we doing a lot better than niggas out here, you feel me?
Yeah, true.
Like, you know, we ain't got to talk about like the whole, the career and job that you have on a regular.
Yeah.
However, niggas pray and wish for the type of job that you have.
True.
Motherfuckers pray and wish for the type of shit that I can do.
That's true.
On a regular basis.
You a bougie ass light skinned nigga. Come on, you do, man. A lot of fancy shit, my nigga.
You feel me?
Even I be on the gram like, damn, this nigga really doing this again for the second weekend in a row? Okay.
Come on, man. But just to be on some all serious type of shit, man, niggas don't realize, like, you still have a lot of time to do whatever the fuck you want to do and experience life, still make fuck ups and still get to that point in which you feel like you need to be.
Yeah. I feel it.
I mean, if we keeping it all the way G real with niggas, a lot of these niggas was out here fucked up.
True.
A lot of niggas out here fucked up.
I mean, that's true. Well, indeed, you feel me? But, like, my teacher always used to tell me, she always used to say, keep your eyes on your own paper.
Yes, sir.
You feel me? So, it's tunnel vision for me. You feel me? The people that are not doing well as me, I don't look down on them. But if I'm tunnel vision and I'm steadily looking forward, it's just how do I get to that next level?
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, oh, look at them broke-ass, dusty-ass niggas out there. Like, I'm shit. Fuck that shit. Everybody got to move at their own pace. So for me, it's more so about where I'm at and how can I get to that next level.
Facts. And at the same time, too, though, I would rather anything that we go through, whether it's a step in the right direction and just being financially responsible, I would rather that shit happen now than rather when we was 22, 23, 24, yeah. When we was out here just like this straight just on some fuckery type shit.
Right.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I would rather that shit happen now because I feel like we are knowledgeable enough to know, like, all right, I know I got rent, mortgages, bills, and everything that needs to be paid. However, if we would have got that shit when we were still living in our people's crib, mm-hmm. ain't no telling what the fuck we would be today.
Bro, well, if we would have got that shit then, bro, niggas would have had multiple baby mamas.
At least 8.
Multiple court cases.
At least 12.
And everything that come in between. If you got money and you got bitches, bro, it's nothing but trouble, bro.
Yeah. And I feel like shit just happened at the perfect time, man.
Yeah.
No matter if I wish for $1 million today, it don't mean I'm gonna get it today.
Right.
But if I get it next year or 5 years on the line or 10 years on the line, it was meant for me to have it at that certain amount of time.
Exactly, because that means you can handle it.
I can handle it.
It's true.
Man, I used to sit back in the gym, was like, shit, for a stack? I make this happen. I go get me a motherfucking quarter pound, uh-huh. half a pound, whole brick. Okay. Nigga on some straight Gucci, man, yeah. you know, feel me type shit. But guess what? It wasn't meant for me to have that type of money at that time mm-hmm. where I felt like I needed it.
Yeah, that shit would have opened up a whole can of worms, man. God won't give you nothing you can't handle. Please don't give me records I can't sample.
Yeah.
You feel me?
So it's like when we come into like certain amounts of money, whether it don't even got to be about money, just anything and just general.
Yeah.
When we come into some type of wealth, whether it's spiritual wealth, mm-hmm. financial wealth, or just like the wealth of just having, you know, love around, man, I feel like we better equipped today than we was back when we was the Foul Crew type shit. You feel me?
Foul Crew shit was classic though, nigga. I'm so mad we wasn't on that YouTube where we was, yeah. but we ain't know how to work that shit though.
Yeah.
But yeah though, like everything happens for a reason, man. If it's not a blessing, man, it's a lesson. And all you could do is push forward, man, for real. Like, that's all you can do, man. Niggas is getting older. That's evident. But like you said, we're knowledgeable enough to know what we have to do.
Absolutely.
We know what we want out of life, and we knowledgeable enough or could, you know, rub shoulders and shit with the right people to show us the way type shit.
Facts. Facts, 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 man. I mean, and we was talking about it earlier as far as, you know, even you talked about a couple things that you wanted to accomplish, you know, out here. And, you know, like I always say, Spiff, I'm with you 1,000%. As much as when I told you about doing, like, this whole podcast shit, you just like, shit, say less, man. Let's do this shit.
Fucking do it, nigga. What you trying to do? Let's do it.
Let's do it. You feel me? Whatever the fuck that you feel like you need to do or want to do or whatever, I'm with you 1,000%. Whether it's what you told me earlier or whether it's, you know, you just saying like, fuck, I need to relocate again. I'm with you 1,000%. You know, whether it's, you know, if it's time for you to pick up the camera again or whatever the fuck you want to do, man.
I was really supposed to pick up the camera going out there, but I was partying and shit.
Yeah,
I picked up the camera a little bit. We did a little bit of vlogging and shit out there. But yeah, man, it just, I appreciate the support for sure, bro. And I don't know what's going to happen, but like when I get certain feelings and shit, like I can't ignore that shit. You feel me?
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know, bro. I'm out here, like, your situation is different from mine. Most of my friends' situations are different from mine. Like, I'm out here, no kids, approaching 30 in a few months. And shit, like, I got the job, I got the place, I got the car. You know what I'm saying? I dress, you know, better than average. And shit like that.
Talk it.
So I got that, but this shit is like, if the atmosphere and the vibe and, like, I'm not making money the way I would like to be doing, like, and I know it's other options out here because I'm not restricted to having a girlfriend or a significant other or a child and shit. Why not? Like,
yeah,
it's really just me and my little brother, but my little brother grown, you feel me? Like, and I never stop, like, showing him the way and shit like that, but, like, as far as that shit go, like, that nigga done, you know, did that shit without me before.
Yeah.
You feel me? you know, thankful. I'm thankful to you that, you know, you was always here to, you know, support him and see him along the way, as well as the Cold Game boys. Shout out to y'all. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, like, that's all. You know what I'm saying? That's,
yeah.
That's all I really got. I got my parents and shit like that, but they understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, bro. Like, I just feel a certain type of way, man. I'm inspired, bro, and I just know what I'm capable of at the end of the day. I know what we're all capable of at the end of the day.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you, Spiff, man. I be having visions. I daydream a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how that one Lupe song, Daydream? I fell asleep beneath the flowers.
Yeah, I like that.
For a couple of hours. Like, I don't know if it's just my intuition or just like just me daydreaming and just be feeling a certain type of way.
Mm-hmm.
However, I could just be sitting at home because, you know, I work from home.
Yeah,
I work from home. I can vision myself in a different home. I can vision myself in a certain type of car.
Yes.
And I can vision myself just in those moments just feeling comfortable.
Exactly.
It's a familiar feeling that I have when I had those visions.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's on me to just try to bring that shit to life.
Manifest. Because,
man, I swear to God to you, Spiff, man. And I would not lie to you. When I envision myself in a certain type of home, it's different. I can smell the biscuits that I'm baking in the morning, my nigga.
Exactly.
Like, I can taste the orange juice that I sip when I'm in that home, man. It's a familiar feeling that I have when I have that feeling, dude. I feel like I've been there before. It feel like it's one of those, it's like deja vu feelings.
Tina Marie, nigga.
Come on, man. You ever had like deja vu? Like, oh, I've been here. Definitely. This is familiar.
It's very
familiar. I know this area.
Yeah.
That's how I feel when I had those thoughts and visions of luxury. Nigga, I feel like, nigga, every time I had those visions, I feel like a Rick Ross video.
I like that.
You feel me? I feel like I'm on a yacht. When I envision myself on a yacht, and it's a fruit platter, all types of cantaloupe, watermelons, and pineapples, strawberries, and grapes. Can't you taste it?
Yeah.
Can you taste it?
I can.
You see the champagne?
I see it. I see the shrimp cocktails.
Look at the bitches.
Look at the bitches.
Look at the bitches.
Look at the bitches.
You feel
nigga.
It? Yeah, you see it.
A little book of sugar on the side. You feel
little
me?
Book
if you
of sugar. It that, don't hurt nobody.
If you into that,
it don't
you
hurt nobody.
You don't gotta partake. Nigga.
Look at you, Spiff. I
Come
see.
Come on,
you.
I like it. You brought me there. You just brought me there.
Look at my nigga Spiff Come over on. There with his motherfucking Versace shirt.
Chest open.
Look. Come he on. Got on the linen shorts too with the boat shoes.
Oh, with the boat. Come God. On now.
Don't it feel familiar?
It do.
Can't you? Taste the air?
Yeah.
Can you taste the sea salt in the air, my nigga? Don't it feel familiar?
It do.
How the fuck a nigga gonna tell me this is the life I supposed to live? Nigga, this is the shit I supposed to feel like, my boy. So when I feel like those moments where I'm in the crib and I'm like, damn, yeah, a 7-8 bedroom house, this for me. Yeah. That Maserati that I always envision myself to have. Nigga, I got a tat it on my titty.
That nigga got the tat.
I got the Maserati logo tatted on my chest, my nigga. So when I feel like my driveway's supposed to be like that.
It's supposed to be like that.
I feel it. But what I'm going to do now?
Gotta go get it. Nigga, cash just don't fall from the sky, man.
It don't. Something I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get me to that point, my nigga.
I agree wholeheartedly.
But I feel it, man. I feel it, dog. I feel it in every bone in my body. What did Miss Clark say? Nigga, we got 206 bones in our body. Mm-hmm. I feel it in every one of them motherfuckers.
Every one of them motherfuckers. Shout out to Miss Clark,
Shout out to Miss Clark. Stop fucking with them swiper niggas.
Yeah, stop fucking with them young niggas at Mr. B's, man. But we love you regardless.
No cap.
And if you choose to fuck on young niggas, you should choose to fuck on this one right here.
Yeah, Spiff. Cause I'm a changed man.
He a changed man.
But yeah, man. But with everything that I'm saying at this moment, Spiff, Lord, I feel it.
Definitely.
I feel it. Say less. But yeah, man. On another note, though, I ain't gonna lie to you, Spiff, man. I was a little envious of you guys, man.
Why would you say that, man?
Because at the same time, I love my family and I love, you know, the life that I live and everything. But y'all niggas get to decide, like, you know what? I can just up jump and just leave and whatever the fuck I want to.
Yep.
Pretty much. Simple as that. Yeah. But man, you gotta take your man on down through there, man, and tell me, because I don't even think we even before I ask you, what I'm about to ask you though, that podcast that we recorded, just me and you and Solo, I was like, that shit was kind of trash.
Yeah, it was alright, but
it was alright. It wasn't our best work.
I mean, it happens.
Maybe I'll probably at a later date. But that's another story for another day.
I mean, Jay-Z don't go in the studio and just come out with a hit album. You're going to have days where, you know.
Yeah.
Shit ain't linking up right.
Facts. But like I was saying, though, like I envy you guys being able to just getting up and just say, you know what? We're just going to go to Atlanta for a few days, man. We're going to just go down there and fuck up they little city. You feel me?
Yeah.
Take me through it.
So
be descriptive.
So basically,
start from the beginning.
So we got all the arrangements made and shit like that. We got you know, Airbnb rental, all that shit situated. Hit my man's up. I've been hit my nigga Brandon up. Like, I'm about to come out there. I might come out
there.
Shout
out to my nigga Brandon. Sure.
So once we finally like secured the plans and shit, I'm like, I'm on you, bro. We out there. So we got up, you know. A nigga, my barber, would not cut me, but we gonna have words. That nigga text me at like 12 in the morning when I was trying to get a cut. The night before, I had to fly out to Atlanta. Talk about, oh, I was in an emergency and shit. My back fucked up. Like, fuck your back,
nigga.
I'm trying to get butter, nigga. So I had to cross-reference some shit through various social media sites to get a haircut. So I end up waking up like 3 hours before my flight, going to get a haircut around 7 a.m. Shout out to Dog. I can't remember your name, but you came through in the clutch and I compensated you well. So
yes,
we eat
yes.
like a motherfucker. And we Shout also out. Had a dog ass conversation about me turning 30 and business moves and shit like that. And when you're going to figure it out, he had a 29-year-old son as well. So he definitely like helped me through it. But that's neither here nor there. Solo and Boogs was in the car and shit like that.
Shout out to my nigga Trey Boogs. Solo. Dolo Valley.
So we pimped off, you know, to the airport. Got everything, bags checked and all that shit. Smooth flight, you feel me? And shit, we was in Atlanta. First night, Airbnb, we couldn't check in till about 4. Then that bitch ended up changing the time on me till 5. Like, I don't know why I say that shit. This and the third and all this other bullshit. Then, like, by the time I got off the phone with her, she had to change to 5 and shit like that. That's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
So we checked into the Airbnb, schooled my nigga Brandon.
Shout out to my nigga, my
and
boy.
And then we was in the streets, bro. Like, I don't know. Like, that first day, I went to the strip club.
You got to. I feel like when you go to Atlanta, you got to do what the locals do.
Okay, so before the strip club, we went to this spot called Escobar. It got 2 locations. Shout
that's,
out to my nigga.
That's Titty Boy shit,
yeah,
right?
Shout out to my nigga Two Chainz. We went on the one on the south side, you feel me?
Oh, yeah, you got it.
And Morro, you feel me? Because, yes, you know, he from the south side, College Park stand-up, you feel me? And that when I was living out there, that's where I was staying at. So shout out to 2 Chainz. Shout out to the south side.
Tell me. How was the vittles, my baby? How was the eats?
The eats? Man, it was straight. You know, I can't really eat shit, so I mean, it was straight though. Like, motherfuckers could cook down there. It's the South, you feel me?
Yeah.
Niggas had all type of lamb chop dinners and steak dinners out there and shit.
What
like
was
that.
Solo eating like?
That nigga Solo was eating like that.
He had lamb chop dinners.
Lamb chop and steak dinners and shit like that, you feel me? Like, of course we was eating on like the Waffle House and the IHOP 6 o'clock.
Yeah, you
in the
got to.
Type
you
shit,
got to.
I mean, we went to Escobar. It was
was 2 Chainz in that bitch, though?
2 Chainz was not in that bitch. It was like an open mic type of scene. They let us blow the bud in there, you feel me?
Oh, that's hard.
It was like a random ass bitch that was just only there to twerk. She was like a go-go dancer.
Oh, that's fire. My nigga,
2 Chainz version of the go-go dancer.
Spiff Lord. Yeah. Hold on. When I imagine what a restaurant would be, mm-hmm, if we will create this, would probably be that.
Yeah.
It's looking like somewhere that. You can eat.
Uh-huh.
Blow the bud.
Uh-huh.
And just random strippers.
Random strippers. Like, she wasn't getting naked, but she was throwing that
she
ass.
She was throwing ass.
And she was like in a see-through kind of cat suit type fishnet type of deal. You feel me?
At that point, if I'm 2 Chainz, it's like, Tyrese, what more do you want from me? I didn't provide everything for you, my baby. Tell me more.
All the women, you know, that worked there were gorgeous. You feel me?
Facts.
Had that little accent. I love that accent. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And it was bitches around, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? We were sitting at the bar. It's Brandon, me, some nigga smoking weed, then Books, then
some
Solo.
Nigga smoking weed.
So I guess Solo came over there and he happened to have like a Detroit motherfucking like earlobes and shit. Like, damn, them Detroit niggas over there getting money. I look up, it's a bitch right in front of me. As soon as I turn around, it's a bitch right in front of me.
Yeah.
You feel me? With her girls and shit like that. But them hoes was old. And I think that bitch was a stripper. But that's neither here nor there. We slid on them hoes, exchanged pleasantries, of course, like that. And then we got the fuck on because them hoes trying to get me to ride with them and shit like that. With they,
nah.
Whatever niggas they was with following them and shit. I'm straight, bro.
Yeah, I ain't trying to have my nigga spiff on the first 48 for real.
Yeah, and I was like, go to the strip club. Meet me at the strip club. Meet me at the strip club. I'm like, all right. Curved her, of course. Then we went to Club Blaze.
I heard of Blaze. I heard of it.
Club Blaze. Now, this is the spot right here. Like, if you trying to get bang for your buck, you ain't trying to be all in Magic City spending your whole last and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Club Blaze, man. $10 drink, $5 dance. This is the upstairs and the downstairs.
That sound like some back alley type shit.
It's
the
upstairs and the downstairs. And it's not like it's back alley. It's like the bitch is still bad, but they more down to earth. Like these hoes done been.
You already know how I get when I go upstairs with a bitch.
No, they had a downstairs.
When? That's where they get nasty at?
Yeah. So, and then I love my little brother, bro, because this nigga had so much sauce I didn't know about, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. Your little brother is like you,
but a hybrid version.
However, he's kind of like the new improved Mike Smith.
Yeah, that's what's supposed to happen. Like, and he do this move, bro, like in every strip club we went to at the time down there. Like, soon as he come in, he just throw, as he walking past, like wherever we gonna sit, he just throw some money on the strip.
That's fire.
Like, that nigga walked in, that bitch made that shit rain, like as we walking downstairs. So we got in there.
You outside? Alright. Alright. Alright, for sure. I'm about to come outside. I'm about to come get you.
Alright.
Alright. Yeah, man. We got a guest that's about to come on this bitch in a second, man, but in a minute, man. Hold on, Spiff.
Hold
that thought, man. But yeah, like you were saying, my boy. I don't even know what the fuck we were talking about, but yeah.
Okay, so we in Club Blaze. That nigga Solo threw some money as soon as he walked in that bitch as we on our way down to the basement because they know that's my spot.
Yeah.
So before that, back up a little bit. I seen a little sexy Latin mommy in that bitch.
You know, we fuck with that.
So I instantly pulled her like, bitch, we trying to go downstairs. What's good?
Nah, you ain't come at her like that, my
nah,
boy.
I didn't. That bitch before, she was cashing out at the bar. I'm like, oh, that money must be for me. What's up?
Yeah.
And that bitch was just on my nuts from there. I know that shit ain't too much to say to a bitch, but we in the land. She could tell I'm not fucking from there and shit like that. So she instantly just trying to find out
uh-huh.
who the fuck I am for real. And my nigga just came in there, like, and so she walking us down. I put my arm around her and shit. So she walking us down to the basement, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Solo, Books, and that nigga Brandon behind me and shit. Then we go downstairs, hop on the pool table. I look over, that nigga Solo in the corner with a bitch for 5 hours, boy.
You lying.
Trick in.
I hope Momo don't hear this, my boy.
And I ain't even mad at him. We just had a boy then. I don't know, nigga. I ended up back to the Airbnb.
Hey, man, when in Rome, do what the Romans do. I feel like, listen, if you're going to go down there to Atlanta, man, you know, you might as well, you know, turn into Slip and Slide and become Trick Daddy, my baby.
Might as well, yeah. Bro. It wasn't hard, bro. Them hoes was on our nuts like I prefer them to be, you feel me?
Yeah.
And then we end up leaving like 6 o'clock in the morning type shit from that bitch.
I think one thing that you brought up in the beginning of the story is that when Solo walked up into Blaze and he just started just throwing money. Young man, you need to relax, man.
No, bro, this nigga was fooling, bro. That nigga was in his vibe. That's the second day. We gonna go Club Blaze part two.
Yes, sir.
So the following day, we went to Edgewood. They got a whole bunch of like sneaker stores out there. You know all that hype shit, Yeezys, all that other shit, Jordans and shit. They charge $800 a piece just to look at them bitches type shit.
Facts.
You feel me? Then we went, me and Brandon ended up pimping off to go get something to eat, grab some drinks. We told that nigga to meet us there. This nigga show up an hour later, talk about, oh, some nigga on the street just hit me for $500. I'm like, what you mean? Like, you got ride? Like, we got to step up out this bitch? What? He's like, no, that nigga was playing 3 Carmani and shit.
Nah, cuz.
He was like, oh, yeah, y'all boys from Detroit. This is in the third. I fuck with y'all. This is in the third. Nah. I'm like, bro, that nigga, like.
Now niggas gonna think we sweet out here, my baby.
Niggas think we sweet. They knew come on,
man.
Like
Smith Lord, man. You got to tell your little brother, man, don't be playing 3 Carmonte with these street hustlers, cuz.
Right outside one of them sneaker stores we was at.
Never.
Got down on for 500, you feel me? Came back.
You remember that that motherfucker Dave Chappelle stand-up that he did? It might have been, I don't know if it was the absolute last one. But he's talked about a street hustler hit him for some cheese. And he was like, man, I had this bad Dominican bitch. And I was about to go take on a date. You remember that shit?
Oh, yeah. I remember that shit.
Come on, man.
Same type of thing. Yeah. But that boy, like, that nigga had some money on him for sure. So it was like, it hurt him, but it didn't really hurt him like that. He was more sick that he got took advantage of than actually losing.
He was better off giving the money to me.
Or them strip hoes, let me tell you, though.
Say less.
So we left there. We left the little bar and shit. We went to Magic City, nigga. Mm. So Solo do the same thing. We go into Magic City. These niggas waxing. Magic City, like the most popular strip club in Atlanta. 40 to park, 40 to get in this bitch. I'm like, all right.
I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at it.
And it was like, I'm mad at it because this shit was like on a Thursday, nigga. But whatever the fuck. We paid that shit. We got in, you feel me? Solo do the same thing. We walk into the bar. That nigga just throw some cheese on that shit.
Fire.
On whoever was tripping. Mind you, DC Young Fly was in that bitch at the time. He come on, seen now. That shit. He walked past us, grumped all of us, nodded to Solo, came back 3 minutes later with 50 bands on my mama. All hundreds, nigga.
No, he did.
All that shit in one throw.
Nah.
And then looked at us. Walked past us again, looked at us.
How disrespectful is that?
Section.
How disrespectful is that?
I'm like, oh.
Nigga, he ain't gonna make it rain on me, nah.
I'm like, oh, it's time to go. This nigga trying to have a money fight. Niggas clearly didn't come out here. We with the shits. This like early, though. This like 7 o'clock at night. You feel me?
It's still early in the day, man. Nigga, how the fuck y'all niggas gonna get rained out on and it's only 7 o'clock?
Why the fuck you throwing 50 bands in Magic City at 7 o'clock at night, nigga? Nigga, we know who you are, nigga. We seen you on them Lifetime movies. You know Nick Cannon gave you that shit.
Facts.
So we instantly, like, we take a couple drinks in that bitch. Solo, like, this is not the move. I ain't come out here with enough money for this nigga. Let's go. Went back to Club Blaze. Part two. Okay, let me back up a little bit. So my nigga Brandon lost his phone in Club Blaze that first night. Mm-hmm. So I went there to look back with him. This nigga Solo done walked out on his whole bill.
I like it. Sometimes you got to dine and dash, man. Sometimes you can't pay for everything, nah.
Guess who they came up to?
You?
Yeah. They was like, whatever, your friend, he owed me. This is in the third.
I hit him with the, I don't even know that guy. Fuck him. Send that nigga to jail. I never met this guy a day in my life.
So I ended up paying that shit because I, you know what I'm saying? A little sexy Latin mommy came up on me and shit, you know, like
fuck
that.
With that.
You feel me? So yeah. I was like, I'm going to give it to you. I was like, I don't fucking believe your ass at all, but huh, get the fuck out my face. So, and I was tricking with that bitch heavy.
Heavy.
Like drinks and shit, like solo ordering rounds and shit. Like we gave that bitch a whole bunch of money. Came back the second time, solo do the same thing, throw the money in the strip club. But niggas is way too drunk and high the second time. Yeah. I'm in that bitch at the bar, head down, sleep, you feel me? I just hear Fantasia come on.
When I see you.
This nigga solo done requested that shit, throwing everything in that bitch. Niggas looking at us crazy as hell.
That's fire.
We shut
my nigga Spiff in a bar drunk, passed out. Tap his pockets. See if he awake.
That's what I'm saying. So we end up, them niggas end up tearing that bitch up, you feel me?
Yeah.
I end up going to the car because clearly I'm not fit to do anything at this point, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Them niggas like, pull up to the front. I started the car. Hit the gas, nigga. I'm on the whole curb and shit. The little parking lot tent's like, oh, what the fuck? This isn't the third. I whoop up on them niggas, scoop them niggas. And that was pretty much everything we did. I mean, we went out a couple more times and shit. Like,
from what you can remember.
From what I can remember, I was bagging all types of bitches and shit. Old bitches, young bitches, new bitches, skinny bitches, fat bitches, thick bitches and shit.
Yeah, you gotta keep a few fat bitches around. They got warm necks.
I think we end up going to like a more of a spot for them old hoes. I think I had some old hoes pull up and shit like that. Live band. You feel me? Bougie ass, you know, bartenders, good looking bartenders. And
good
like
Kim
that.
Playing in the background.
You feel me? They had some lady in there singing all the old school jams. We ended up,
I can't stop.
Yeah, you feel me?
You.
But Solo and Bugs with me. You know, them niggas like 21, 22. It's Bugs' birthday. He turned 22 out there and shit.
Oh, no. I can't be around niggas that young, man.
Them niggas in that bitch, in that little spot, sick. Like, we about to go to the club, man. Fuck these old hoes. This in the third, man. I'm ready to get the fuck up out of here. This not my Steve.
This bitch 30? Nah.
So, I end up giving them the keys. Me and B, you know, that's more our speed and shit. End up smoking with them hoes and shit. We went upstairs, rolled a few joints and shit like that. Dropped them hoes up. Well, had them hoes drop us off to the club. And then from the club, I don't even know for real, bro. Like, we was in that bitch. Them niggas kept on trying to get me on camera, bro. I was about to, like, fight one of them niggas. Like, two white boys in the camera. And I can't help it. We just in that bitch. We semi-fresh. We deep. We ain't as fresh as my nigga T is today. And I know this is a regular day for T.
Good Gucci's.
We just in that bitch off our steeds, bro. We got a section. Bitches just kept coming over there, bro. I'm not, no cap, bro. Bitches just kept coming over there, bro. Literally not talking to these bitches or nothing.
Spit floor.
A bitch, soon as we sat down.
They can smell the money around.
Soon as we sat down, a bitch grabbed my face, nigga. Was like, it's my birthday. And started twerking on me. I'm like, all right, bitch. But I had to make a business.
Don't act like you was a fucker with it.
Bro, like, I wasn't because I was getting so many bitches out there. That shit, like, my nigga Dez always tell me, like, this shit strictly for sport, bro. Like, I'm out the game, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? What KD and them boys do, nigga, when they don't want to play? Kawhi?
Yeah.
What you call that? Load management?
Load management.
I'm load management on these hoes. Like, come
on, bro. You
know,
sometimes you got too many bitches, man. Load management.
So I pulled that bitch by the face right back. I was like, this my little brother. This is man's Bugs. And this my man's B. You feel me? Go fuck with them.
Yeah, you lucky I wasn't there. I'm tongue kissing bitches.
Bitches like throwing that. You feel me?
No, I'm a changed man.
These fucking white boys kept on coming up with the camera and shit. You feel me? And I told Doggy Bone, like, bro, don't get me on camera. Like, anytime you about to, like, you feel me? I'm about to move out the section. So every time, then he called his mans over there. It got to the point where I'm outside of the section. This nigga still trying to turn the camera on me. I wasn't fucking with it. I don't know. I don't be out here doing nothing, like, illegal no more and shit like that. But you not about to
catch
me.
At the same time, you probably think, like, nigga, I ain't doing nothing that's camera worthy anyway.
That's what I'm saying. At the same time, like, bro, I'm in this bitch lame as fuck, bro. Like, you not about to catch me 30 years old in the fucking club with a whole bunch of 21-year-olds, nigga. Like,
that's fire.
And it's a whole gang of niggas. Like, we had a small, our section was probably like this big. It's a nigga. It was another section next to us that had the whole stage what couch is around. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Them niggas wasn't doing shit. Them niggas all went on like 3 bottles and shit like that. You feel me? And wasn't even fucking with the hoes. I'm like, bro, I got to get the fuck up out of here.
Nah.
I got to get the fuck up out of here.
Yeah, nah. I can't. But just to pick up where you leaving off though, my nigga. It sounded like you had a good time though.
I did. I definitely did.
That's
fine.
If I wanted to do something, I would rather do that than what I did over my weekend.
True.
Which was nothing.
True.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, it was a good time. I ended up leaving the club. Them niggas stayed in there for like another hour. And then I was just like walking back to the car, just like fucking with random people and shit. Random, because everybody, you got to think, like club setting, the strip, everybody that's leaving around the town just drunk as fuck and friendly. Yeah. You feel me? So I'm fucking with the people. And then that was pretty much it for real. Like, we just partied in that bitch. We went to like maybe 3 strip clubs. Well, the same strip club twice, one other strip club, and then it was like all bars and like clubs and shit. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But I'm not getting younger, you feel me? Like, them niggas, they could do that shit for like 2 weeks straight, nigga. By that third day, I'm done. Like, I'm in that bitch ordering drinks, mad as fuck, drinking them and shit. Like, I don't want to do this shit for real, bro.
Y'all should have pulled a Chucky in that bitch.
We did, though. We got some pieces out there. And when, my young niggas was when, going when. Crazy in the bar off them pieces. But that's all I'm going to say, you feel me? That's all I'm going
to
say.
When y'all should have went to Mr. Ruggs and be like, nigga, let me get 15 booths. Nigga, I need 90 bottles, Ace of Spades, all of that. Nigga, on ice.
That shit was popping up, but that's my second home, man. Them people love me out there, man.
You be feeling like a ball player out there?
I be feeling like Larry of Magic out there. What they say in Paid in Full.
I be feeling like Bird of Magic out there, man. Yeah, I fuck with it though. Y'all should have fought on DC Young Fly, but
yeah, we was about y'all to at least
got on Shade Room or something, man.
Bro, that nigga came back
like drug table talk.
All hundreds, nigga. All hundreds, bro, and just threw that shit and then looked at us and went back to sit down in the section. It's a fucking Wednesday night, nigga.
You
at
know,
seven.
I ain't gonna lie to you, Spiff. You know he went back to his people. Was like, man, I saw some lame ass niggas in the club. Them niggas threw $50. Nigga, I'm gonna stay the rate. $50,000. That bitch.
That's
what
I'm
talking about.
But the bitches, yeah. Supreme back. It was not one booger wolf in that bitch.
It's different from the Chi Chi days, huh?
Bruh, from the bartenders to the strippers to the bitches that was just in there, nigga.
Bitches just on
just
the on
bitches
the
in there. It was white bitches in there making bad. The white bitches, like, I go to Georgia State, white bitches.
I should have took you somewhere where no one can find
That's
you.
That's what I'm saying, making around. Yeah. I'm like, we got to get the fuck up out of here, bro.
I ain't going to lie to you, man. I done seen a lot of white bitches nowadays. I don't know what the fuck they eating, the genetically modified foods, my baby. It's a lot of thick white women out here, man.
I just want to know who taught them white hoes how to dance, for real.
Cashed out.
Throwing that motherfucker on TikTok, and I'm just confused. Like, when did this start happening, bro?
That's a good question. I don't know if they found the password to Black Twitter, but they on that motherfucker throwing good buttons.
Throwing that shit, doing all the dances and routines. Shit.
Fire.
Stop it.
Man, I'm glad my cousin's here, man. Cousin, get close to the mic, man. Get on the mic, man. Get on the mic real quick. I know you came here to chill, but get closer, man. Get closer to the mic, man. Talking to that joint, man. Yes. Yeah, talk right there. Talking to that side, man.
What's the word with your cousin?
Cousin, I need to know what your Instagram look like, man. What your Explorer page look like, man? Do it look like mine with all thick bitches shaking ass?
The whole line.
Yeah. I know you came over here to chill, but man, I gotta ask you some things, man, because that's just what it is, man. It's just on the spot, man. I appreciate you pulling up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but I know you done seen the world a little bit, you know, more than me and Spiff have.
I've been out here for a little hot second.
Yeah.
A little hot second.
So. Have you ever had an experience down in Atlanta that you can share with our listeners at this moment?
Atlanta. Ooh.
Magic City. Onyx. Strokers.
You know what? No, not for real. I said the last time I went, what was this, about a year ago. Me and my homeboy.
Oh, it was recent.
Yeah. We in there on some old, no, just bullshitting on some real shit. Go out there, drunk, usual Detroit shit. You know what I'm saying? We in. Mm-hmm. That's how we always feel. You know, as Detroit niggas, we just like, everybody hoes to us. You know what I'm saying? Can't nobody fuck with us type mentality.
Facts.
So we in there. So one of the girls had, we had got a bottle. So one of the girls tried to keep the change or whatever. Mm. The man was like, you know, where the change at? We going to tip, you know what I'm saying? But you just going to just
dump the change, you know, yeah.
So she like, this supposed to be for me. Like, what the fuck? What you mean it's supposed to be for you? You know what I'm saying? There's like $80 left, you know what I mean?
I would probably give you 30, but not 80.
So she get to talking shit. So my man just got the motherfucker, had a cup, just threw the shit on her ass. So, man, look, we had Ubered to the motherfucking goddamn place. You know what I'm saying? We ain't from there and shit. So, man, make a long story short, man, they threw us up out that motherfucker. She like, I'm about to call my people. I'm on the motherfucking phone. Like, shit, man, we got to get a lift back. we ain't down here with nobody else. Oh, shit. Here it is. We got to do what we got to do.
Yeah.
Luckily, the motherfucker was pulling up. Soon as we get thrown the fuck up out that motherfucker.
Bet.
Hey, that was a night. You feel me?
That's fire. That's what it was. I want the bitch to be like, I'm going to call my brother. Call that nigga as I'm pulling off.
Hey, that shit was crazy. But we was on one of them tips like, fuck it. We just going to have to do what we got to do by ourselves.
Yeah.
But you know, niggas too kind of old for this shit, but it is what it is, shit, you know.
Yeah, man. Ain't nobody, man. Niggas is too damn old to be fighting the whole bars and clubs and parties, man. I ain't got time for that, man. I want to go home to my family. I ain't got time for all that.
My face too beautiful, man. I ain't
talk your shit,
you know what I'm saying? These manicured nails, ain't you know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Doing all that, you feel?
Talk it.
Yeah, man. That was about it, man. But no, Atlanta's cool, man. I you know, that's the second, you know what I'm saying? That's the second Detroit for real, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then there's a lot of our peoples that's out there. So, overall, shit, I enjoy it. I be fucking with it, for real.
Yeah, me and Spill was talking about that, you know, right before you had pulled up. You know, they call it the Black Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, it's a second home, man. Mm-hmm. And everything like that. But just like you said, man, hey, shout out to my dog, Sugar Free. I ain't finna break none finger nail going oops upside your head. Yeah, I ain't about to break a nigga finger. I ain't about to break my fingernail going up upside a nigga head. You feel me? But yeah, that way. But Spiffle Lord, how about on this mic? But don't go too far, cuz. Don't go too far, because I feel like, you know, as somebody that I value as far as musical taste. And if people don't know, like, my cousin T, man, he is probably the best rapper that I've ever heard that haven't recorded anything.
It be like that.
Yeah. But, you know, earlier me and Spiff, we was talking about Lil Yachty and his Michigan Boy mixtape or album or whatever the fuck niggas call that shit nowadays. His project, at least. He had Vez on there. He had V's on there. He had Rio, Louis Ray. He had RMC Mike. You know, everybody, you know, the up and coming Babyface. Everybody on that joint, you feel me? And as far as, you know, just my couple listens through it, I'd be a hating ass nigga to say that I didn't like it.
That shit was fire, bro. And he really been fucking with, yeah, like, them Detroit niggas for, like, a good little minute now.
Yeah.
I will say that I do trust that nigga with our sound. You feel me? And I feel like he gon' expand it more, you feel me? He gonna not necessarily put it on the map, but he gonna make it like a household thing, you feel me? If he keep with it.
Facts.
You gotta mind you, this the Lil Yachty, yeah, Lil Boat and all that shit, but nigga, like, what did he write for the
City Girls and shit? Act like, Up, yeah.
Ain't that like they first motherfucking like big hit and shit like that?
I ain't
if
gonna lie.
He could do that, you feel me? Imagine what he could do to like propel the Detroit sound, you feel me?
That's a fact. Like, I guess my thing is, and we talked about this shit, like, you know, a few times on the pod, is that I appreciate when people come in and want to show love and shed light on what the fuck we got going on here. But at the same time, I don't want people to take what the fuck that we've been doing for 10, 15, 20 plus years and just be like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that. No, like, no. I like what he did. Yeah, call it Michigan Boy Boat or Michigan Boy, whatever the fuck it's called. And put Detroit niggas on that motherfucker and show love to our city, you feel me?
Yeah.
No matter, I feel like if he would have did this or not, them niggas would have still be the same niggas who they are today.
True, true.
You feel me?
Them niggas been, like you said, them niggas been putting the groundwork in the blueprint, laying the blueprint for some years now.
My thing is, I just don't want niggas to come and, yeah, that sound that y'all niggas heard, yeah, that's me. I ain't want Future to come down here and be like, yeah, I did that.
No.
Like, nah, nigga, don't take credit for something that you ain't had nothing to do with it. You feel me?
Everybody want to be a Detroit nigga, but don't nobody really want to be a Detroit nigga.
Talk about it. Because I don't know if you have heard it so far.
Actually, I did. It's cool. Here,
turn that mic a little closer.
Yeah, yep. It's actually all right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like I say with that, it's cool that Yachty actually did that. You know what I'm saying? But like you said, a lot of motherfuckers trying to take the style and all that shit. But
yeah,
it ain't going to be authentic. You know what I'm saying? You hear the Detroit pain in that shit, the way the lingo, the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? You can flow like us, but it ain't going to be us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is.
Like, just because you rap on a hell of a beat don't make you...
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah. Yeah, that ain't that. You know what I mean? But I can say it's cool, though, that motherfuckers is really catching the wave now, because motherfuckers didn't, you know what I'm saying, grind this shit out for the longest. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, from shit, this 15 to over 20 years.
Yeah.
Blade them, you know what I'm saying? Wine them, shit. They, you know, they were some of the pioneers of this shit. And it's good that they actually getting a chance, like Wine coming home to see that this motherfucker blowing high.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because, you know what, and just kind of like, because I look at you and Cousin O, my pops, when I used to ride in the back seat. You know, back when, you know, doing God knows what or whatever. And I used to be in the car. And whether it was, you know, you saying, hey, put on that Devin the Dude or put on that, you know, that Jesse James or whatever. I remember, like, going back to those times, it's like everybody showed love to the city. But at the same time, it was like,
I wasn't really fucking
with the city. Like,
yeah. It was more of the. I fuck with the people, but I ain't really gonna fuck with the music shit like
yeah.
that. You know, but I can say the Street Lords did have them that everybody that was hot.
Cause I remember Jim Jones fucking with, you know, niggas from the hood. Like I remember
you know, all the Cash Money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, motherfuckers always love to fuck with the people, but I don't think they just was all the way into the music. You know what I mean? Because I remember, you know, back in the day, you throw some Detroit on, even with some Detroit bitches. They be like,
what the fuck is that?
I don't want to hear no Detroit music. Like, nah, look at them now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what the fuck they rocking with. You know what I mean? So, it's shit, man. It's just our time. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Everybody get a chance. And now it's the time right now, for sure.
Man, me and Spiff, we was on our way to the store before you got here or whatever. And he had played some Neff, from the same hood E-40 is from. Like, you know, Vallejo, that area, the bay and everything like that. And I was like, damn, man, this shit sound just like here.
Yeah.
And you know what they always say, the bay and Detroit, we cousins.
Yeah, for sure. But damn.
Yeah, you feel me?
Close, like, yeah, I feel what you said. Just like a lot of motherfuckers ain't even know, and I had to tell motherfuckers that old girl shit. The motherfucker was like, man, that's Days Low. No, it ain't.
Oh, you talking about Coi Leray?
Man, come on.
Coi Leray, Spiff girlfriend.
That shit sound just like Days Low. I'm talking about the whole everything. You know what I mean? I'm like, what the fuck? But ain't nobody talking about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit, damn near like Future and Designer kind of shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's a little different, man.
You think so?
Yeah, because that Future and Designer, like, Future is Fuge. Yeah. Designer
but,
is.
But I'm talking about yeah. when you first heard Panda come on, who you thought it was?
I ain't gonna lie, I thought it was Fuge. I ain't gonna lie. Saying, so yeah.
It was on that, but you know, he ended up making more songs. You're like, oh, that's clearly not Future. But on initially, the first thought is like, this shit sound too close. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So that's how, you know, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, like a style and try to put it as their own, but they do it too close to the actual original sound.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like I say, hey, I fuck with the city shit. That's all I fucking listen to on some real yeah. shit. You know what I mean?
Because I remember long while ago, I honestly wanted to say, like, you was probably, like, one of the first ones that I, like, yeah, T Grizzly, yeah, he hard.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, let me type in and really listen. And
I was fucking with him when they was, the, you know, the All-Star Ball hard shit. You yeah. know what I'm saying? So that's when I.
Because I didn't even know him, JR, and a couple other dudes, they was in the whole group. I didn't even know until, like, later down the line.
Mm-hmm. Shit, it was hard and it still is on some yeah. shit. So, especially that JR, I fuck with this shit for sure, for sure.
Man, who you listen to on a regular, cuz?
Like recently?
Yeah, recently.
Mainstream or our shit?
Our shit. I could give a damn about mainstream.
Yeah, shit. All Star JR, Mac Nichols.
Shout out to Mac.
I like Rio Grande. I've
been Rio? Free Rio.
Yeah, I've been fucking with him lately. And shit, and old school Detroit shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's definitely the wine shit. I keep wine on.
Yeah, I had to Sage the Crib and every Sunday and listen to Enormous Guy at least 80 times.
Then, you know, I'm liking the Flint niggas, you know what I mean? And I always like Flint shit. You know?
Yeah.
The Dayton family, the Top Authority, so, you know what I'm saying? I always...
Top Authority.
Yeah, I always was fucking around with that shit, so...
You fuck with Coochie Man? YNJ? Louis Ray?
You know what? Cool. It's just a little bit too much for me, you know what I'm saying?
Man, get off the mic!
It's a little bit too much for me, you know? It depends on where yeah. I'm at with it.
I feel you.
I'm talking shit, come on, throw him on.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Listen to Pleasure, I gotta, you know what I'm saying? Hey, he'll blow your wig back. You know what I'm saying? It depends on, you know what I'm saying, the mood and how I'm feeling. But I fuck with him, though, for sure, for sure.
Man, we gotta, before we record the pod, we gotta listen to, like, Triple S at least, like, 3 times before we record time, man.
Yeah, yeah.
I fuck with Coochie, man. We listen to that nigga every time we record the pod, man. But... Yeah, I fuck with it though. Mm-hmm. You know, and if people don't know, like, as far as like what I listen to on a regular, and Spiff know, and you probably would know, like, on a regular, I'm probably listening to Payroll 9 times out of 10.
Yeah, for sure.
Because that's just
yeah.
me.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, when I'm over here chilling with, whether it's with Solo or Spiff, when we just out here just, you know, doing some fuck nigga shit. You know, doing some goofy shit, I'm probably gonna listen to some of that young shit, but man, I'm probably listening to Payroll 9 times out of 10 because I feel like how I grew up and just being around y'all, whether it was listening to Blade, Wine, Payroll is probably like the closest that I can probably get to that point.
Yeah, he's the next one. He's the next young one of that. Yeah, for sure. For sure, I can't say that.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it's motivational, goddamn life shit. You know, shit, that's the shit you put on when you want to get your day started, get your
facts.
Hustle on, and that's what it is. It's grown shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's grown music.
Because a lot of shit that come out now, I can't relate to it.
Yeah.
Just like you said, you probably don't want to listen to Coochie Man right now, but I feel the same way. Like, it's not something I will listen to all day.
Yeah, no, but when you're trying to hop into the shit, hey,
yeah.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? You're going to throw them on.
Absolutely.
It's a mood. It's a vibe for that, you know, for that particular time. You know what I mean? But yeah, but Pay, he got it.
Yeah.
He got it.
I fuck with it. I fuck with it. Spiff Lord.
Yes, sir.
Man, we've been recording for a minute, my dog. Mm-hmm. I appreciate Cuz for pulling up, just trying to see the whole process and kicking it with us.
I ain't seen Tim about 10 years, I ain't going to lie.
Cap.
Probably a little bit sooner than that, but shit, I don't know when the last time I seen that.
But before we shake about it, this bitch, man, you got any last words that you like to say when you say, when you say, how you say it, when you say it, my boy?
You already know I'm trying to be 30 up 30.
Yes,
you
sir.
Feel me? Manifest everything. Niggas about to definitely, niggas get money, don't get me wrong, but niggas about to level up and shit, you feel me? It's a difference between 20s and the money you had 30s. I'm shitting on everybody on me, bro.
On me.
Y'all have a good day, man.
And as always, I appreciate all 13 of y'all fuck niggas that always show up, show love, give feedback when it's due. And it's the motherfucking Drug Table Talk Podcast with Meech and Spiff. Remember, we don't sell drugs, we sell knowledge and slang game. Rest in peace to my brother Mars, man. Let's go be stars up in this bitch, man. We out.